Two-man game, TMG, get the news fast, AMG, game of two boxes. Name two boxes that hit as hard as this. Yeah, we're cutting to the truth, no, there ain't no narrative. Eyes up on the cup this year, hear the stadium erupt this year. For my team, TMG.
Episode 127 of the TMG podcast.
TMG!
It feels like we've been doing this. I feel like the last episode was 127 days ago, maybe.
Maybe. Wow.
It's been a while, man. There's actually so much that's happened since we last recorded.
It's been a while.
Liverpool were top of the league. When we last recorded, the Lakers were in the playoffs.
The last time we recorded, Arsenal top of the league.
Haney hadn't thought, was Arsenal top of the league?
That's crazy. Last time we recorded, Arsenal 64, Liverpool 64, Man City 63 points. Almost 20 points ago.
Flip, man. A lot has changed since then. Haney for Garcia.
Yep. And
Tank.
And Garcia got done for PEDs.
Yeah, Tank and Floyd were probably friends.
They'll be friends again soon.
Floyd was not in Dubai.
Yep.
Is he out?
Yeah. I don't know.
To be out.
I don't know, man.
Jake and Kendrick are probably not beefing.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs haven't even started.
And Man City and Arsenal are still in the Champions League.
Yeah,
a lot has changed, man.
A whole lot has changed.
Where do you want to start today? There's a lot of interesting topics. Where do you want to start? What's tickling your fancy?
What's off the playoffs, that boy Ant.
Start with the playoffs.
That boy Ant.
We're into the second round of the playoffs.
2-0 against the champions away from home.
2-0. Obviously,
without Rudy Gobert as well.
I had a kid and he didn't play. Gilbert Arenas was on to him about that as well.
Yeah.
Just to give a quick we've obviously first round of the playoffs moved on and we've got the 8 teams left. In the West we've got OKC against Dallas, and we've got Denver, the defending champions, against the T-Wolves. And in the East, we have the Celtics versus the Cavaliers and the Knicks versus Pacers.
Yep.
Obviously, because we haven't been here for a while, we missed the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Let me go in. What was the storylines of round one that really tickled your fancy? And what was your biggest surprise and what was your biggest takeaway?
Biggest surprise of the first round was probably the Timberwolves sweeping the Suns. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Ant, this is his coming out party. I knew he was coming, but not to this extent. He's fully arrived. He's here to stay. And, you know, it seems that he's on the route to taking over the league. That's how it seems. Because if he happens to end up sweeping the Denver Nuggets, defending champions with the best player in the world, boy, he's probably going to be the MVP. Boy, and the stuff he's doing, he's really looking at MJ. You know, his athleticism is crazy. His fast switch fibers, his vertical, the way he attacks the rim, both ends he's playing. He's looking like a monster. And Edwards is him.
It's him. Any surprises? What was any surprises for you in terms of?
That's probably my biggest surprise. I wouldn't expect them to sweep the Suns. Mm. Biggest takeaway, my biggest takeaway is the fact we're in a new era.
You think? You were saying this. We spoke briefly at dinner recently, and you were saying you had something interesting.
Yeah, this is like the first time for a very long time. I can't remember the specific details.
I think it's 2005.
It sounded like that. Yeah, that there's no Curry, no KD, no LeBron in the at least second round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's insane. That's like almost 20 years of basketball. Of course, LeBron is basically the main part of all that, but still, it's crazy. All those guys are like the wrong side of 30. If not, they're very, very close to approaching it. LeBron's gonna be 40 at the end of this year, in like 6 months, crazy. But yeah, it's a new era. I mean, even if you look at the guys who are just below those guys for this era, Harden, Westbrook,
they're all gone.
Well, I think Kawhi's on their level, but you could cut guys like Kawhi, PG, all them boys they've been toughed.
The young boys.
I don't know if there's any OG that's played major minutes that's still in the playoffs.
Kyrie. Kyrie, they said out of the starters, Kyrie's like one of the oldest starters. He's one of the oldest starters still in the playoffs.
It's even the guys that know Giannis, no Dame.
Giannis and Dame, Paul. For me personally, in terms of, I think there's like 8 30-year-old starters still in the playoffs. And Timberwolves have got 2 of them, Conley and Gobert. It's a young man's league. The young boys are really coming forth. And it's really strange because what we're going to have now is that in one of the title teams, the main player will be either Tatum, SGA, Luka, Ant, Brunson. Brunson's actually not that young. It's not that young, but we're going to likely have a young player leading their team to win a championship. Yeah. And most players win their championship as the main player, like 27 plus.
Yeah.
They're probably around that age. And some people are now going to... It happens. Sometimes it happens earlier than you expect. You know, we had LeBron reaching the final at 22.
Yeah.
We had Luka getting to the conference finals at 22 years old. We might have Ant winning this. Ant might be winning. When you're an all-time great or you're a great player, it sometimes happens earlier than you expect.
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
So, you know, Ant has got the opportunity now to rise, be the best player on a championship team at 22 years old. Jordan at 22, I don't think it was just joining the league. So
yeah,
the comparison is crazy, you know. With this new area, it's interesting. It's about athleticism. It's about length. And I feel like the game's become a little bit more defensive now, a bit more physical.
Yeah, like they held Denver to 80.
And it's ridiculous. I think that kind of suits the younger players now. Kind of worked against those older veterans, like those players that use their guile and their skill and finesse, because they were able to be in the game and work on all the little nuances of it. And now athleticism plays a big part, because
yeah,
you have to get space, you have to have a little bit of brute force, you have to have a little bit of that muscle. And yeah, you know, those finesse players are really struggling, like the KDs, man, get swept. Guys that were just focusing and just shooting the hoop,
sweep them up.
They're not in the gym. You're out of here.
I'm getting some already, man.
Yeah, he's getting there, man.
Man, start
working out, getting back in there, man.
It's crazy, because when I look at my body, it looks strong, but it feels weak.
Guy's going to guard you.
Man, I need to get strong again. But don't worry, man.
But, man, it's been a changing of the guard. But, you know, you get into these crucial moments, and normally what happens is that palms get sweaty, and it's actually about the mental know-how.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're on a level playing field, and hopefully, you know, the best will prevail. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Mental execution. Can you execute in the clutch?
As you see, I think the second round has commenced. We have a few series that have started already. Some people are saying the NBA Finals before the NBA Finals. Timberwolves versus Nuggets. It's 2-0. What's your main takeaways from that series so far?
The Timberwolves can really defend.
Mm.
And they can actually defend, and they're more athletic than the Nuggets. They've given Jokic a bevy of questions to ask, answer, which he hasn't been asked in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Murray's still compromised, I think, to an extent, mm-hmm. but they made him look very, very ordinary. Taking away, you know, 2 games on the road, that's crazy. But yeah, they just have a penchant to defend. They have a hunger to defend and a want to defend, and they're executing at the highest level. And who else is there? And obviously, yeah, I think the Nuggets' lack of bench is starting to finally show.
Yeah.
And also, the Nuggets, even though they beat the Lakers, I think they got into some bad habits, like, you know, going through the motions, going down by like 10 plus points, and thinking they could bring it back in. Against the Lakers, that worked, because the Lakers don't really defend that well. They don't have the athleticism, and yeah, the Lakers, I mean, they're over the hill, essentially, a lot of them.
Hmm.
Or if the average overhielders never were at the hill. And obviously at the guard position, they don't really have that athleticism to really guard Murray properly and to really make him work. Like D'Lo and Austin Reeves, they're more finesse players. Murray was just as finesse as them and more athletic. But you got guys like Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards and Mike Collins, Wiley, he's clever. They're making it really difficult for the Denver Nuggets. And obviously they've got a lot of big bodies to throw at Jokic, make him work. I love the fact and the way that Karl-Anthony Towns can really commit into defense and really making Jokic work. Obviously, they've got the guy, Reed, I believe his name is.
Yeah, Naz Reed, 6th man of the year.
Yeah, 6th man of the year. He's another big body to throw. Obviously, you've got Gobert, going to win defensive player of the year. And I'm happy for Gobert to an extent. He's actually proven to be a capable and useful piece in the playoffs instead of getting played off the floor because he can't shoot.
Or but you don't know. Don't worry. We've got some guys that the next series, if they beat the Nuggets, if they face OKC and the Mavericks, there's a guy that loves to kill him in the Mavericks. So it's a matchup thing because Jokic is the matchup. Well, Timberwolves have been built specifically to beat the Nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, play two big men. Obviously, the Nuggets lack depth in their big man position. There's only Jokic. They can throw two bodies at him. It makes it difficult for him. Jamal Murray, they've got perimeter defenders that can actually guard him and make his life difficult. Yep. And there's only really two players on the Nuggets team that can create their own shot.
Yep.
You got Porter. He needs to find a rhythm with his shooting.
Yeah.
I think he needs to add another dimension to his game in terms of being able to play make and make his own shot. But at this moment of time, he can't. He's relying on Jokic and Murray. And if they're guarding Jokic and Murray, kind of makes the other three pieces redundant. You know, like Pope can't really do much. Gordon can kind of dribble, but his shot is not great. And he's kind of reliant on that lob game from Jokic and Murray. So they kind of negated the Nuggets by stopping the two players. Because the two players playing two different places, it makes it kind of difficult. So I feel like that's what's made that matchup very, very hard for them. Yeah. I think that's the perfect matchup for them. I think if they faced an OKC, it's a bit different. Like, OKC have multiple guys that can kind of dribble, make their own shot. Holmgren presents another type of challenge because he's more likely to shoot from the perimeter, so he draws another man away.
Yeah.
Kat, for some reason, has been able to control himself. He normally just fouls like a madman, but he's actually committed himself to actually playing the sport properly and staying on the court. And they've got Naz Reid as well coming off the bench. It's like, okay, they have those guys, but
Ant told him to stop fouling and he's taking it on board.
Yeah, take it on board. And I'm kind of very impressed with the Timberwolves. I personally think they see the Mavericks though. The Mavericks win. That's what I personally think. Well, guys will probably doubt me and tell me Ant, but I just feel like this is Lucas. Yeah, man.
Who's guarding Ant?
PJ Washington. Derek Jones Jr. We got guys.
Derek Jones, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you got guys. We got Exum as well. We got guys. We can throw guys at them. Josh Green.
I think he's your best guard. Josh Green's pretty good. I think Derek Jones and Josh Green.
Yeah, Derek Jones. PJ's good as well, man. We got guys.
Who's guarding Cap?
Okay, that's a big problem. That's probably like PJ. We probably have to play Gafford and Lively. We're not playing both of them at the same time, but we got bigs.
Thingy's down in it, the German guy.
Yeah, Kleber's down. We got guys.
Gafford's decent, but you take Gafford away from the rim. Lively, you can play two at the same time.
This is why I feel like Dallas have an okay chance, because Dallas have two perimeter playmakers. So you can't just throw McDaniels, Edwards, Alexander Walker all at. You have to decide who you're going to double. If you double one guy, you're leaving one of the best one-on-one players in the world, but one-on-one. So that's what makes it kind of difficult. Whereas with Denver, double Murray. Jokic is not going to be trying to, he's not going to break you down with moves. Jokic breaks you down by cutting, seeing, like vision. If you help here, he can see that move. So it makes it kind of difficult. I thought the Lakers would have given Timberwolves probably the hardest matchup, you know.
Why is that?
The length and LeBron's wisdom. Well, I think LeBron has got cerebrally guys like Gobert and Kat. I think they would have really struggled against a guy like LeBron. And AD as a defensive player, I think he's the best defensive player in the world.
You think so?
I think he is. AD can guard on the perimeter and at the rim.
Better than Bam? Better than Bam.
I don't know about Wemby. I think I'll have to check
me. Better
than Gobert? Better
than Gobert. Why Bam? Because Bam can guard as well on the perimeter.
I think AD's better than Bam. I think AD covers the ground better and is more of a deterrent at the rim. Remember AD last year against the Golden State Warriors? It was like no one could shoot in the paint. Like when he switched on, I think he's the best defensive player in the world.
Well, he didn't even get top three of DPOY, which is quite sad.
I don't know why that didn't happen, but when he switched on, when he wants to, I think it's, he negates so many shots. He can get around.
Who won defensive? Oh, it was Jarrett Jackson that won defensive player last year, isn't it?
Jaren Jackson won it last year? Maybe, yeah. He was blocking shots, but then didn't they went the Lakers just dunking all over him in that series in the end.
Sound like that, yeah. Grizzlies and the smart before Grizzlies are falling off.
I feel like if you take AD on the perimeter, let's say, do you know when they one on one and they pick their matchup and there was AD, who's more likely to hold up for you? AD, Gobert, or Wemby? If you were like, you got one of the best one on one players and they do the pick and roll and all of a sudden you're in a cross match and it's AD versus Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's got one of those three. Who do you think is gonna have the best chance?
AD can move his seat more.
Yes.
But I mean, and AD is a deterrent at the rim as well. But not to send up Wemby. No, Wemby's crazy.
Wemby's crazy, man. But I have to give him more years. I have to give him a year until he might win defensive player of the year for the next 10 years or something like that.
They don't give him that money, they gotta share it around.
I don't give it 10. Hey, but if he's that dominant, he gets hit 10 years anymore. Don't worry, the league should be scared because if Wemby switches on.
He's in the process. He's got one of the best coaches of all time.
He did a whole homegrown one time when he crossed him up, blocked his shot, and he crossed him up. Shot it right in his eyes, man.
Yeah, Wemby's a different class. He's next. He's next up.
He's next, man. Next playoffs, we'll see San Antonio. Whoever they get in the trade, if it's Trey or whatever, I don't know who they're gonna get, man. Well, they've got some options. Side note, who do you think is the Lakers' next head coach?
I've been watching a couple of videos, I have no clue. Maybe who knows? These guys are Budenholzer, I'm hearing Atkinson. They've even muted JJ Redick because him and LeBron do the
That podcast good though.
Man, the game, decent podcast. I need to watch the last episode actually.
It's very in depth. It's, I learned a lot about some of the moves and the plays as well. It's very self-indulgent though, like I know better than everyone else. Da, 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 da.
I'm screaming.
That's what LeBron's on now.
That's what LeBron's always been on. But flipping, I think if LeBron wants to win, which I wouldn't mock him for, or what's it called, demark him for, if he's not too focused on winning. If he wants to focus on winning, or if he still has interest in winning, then he should probably get an experience hiring. If not, then you know, get one of these new young coaches that you can install.
Do you think LeBron has focus in winning anymore?
No, he's focused more on his son, playing with his son, which, you know, is not the worst thing in the world. I hear that. And obviously just keeping his brand going. The guy's 40, I mean, you know, like someone rightfully said, when you Jordan was at the Wizards, no one was really getting at him for not winning. Well, obviously I wasn't alive, well, I wasn't paying attention to boss at that time, but that's what I've been told has been said, that no one really was taking into consideration that he wasn't really making the playoffs or not winning and stuff like that.
They didn't care. It was just a
memorial. Yeah, just happy to have him back in the league. So, what's the same for LeBron?
I think LeBron, they get the TV media rights out of the way. LeBron plays his last two or three years with the Lakers. Then they award him the team in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what he gets. He goes off into the sunset. Maybe he plays 1 year with the Las Vegas team. Maybe he doesn't play at all. And then he's the owner of the Las Vegas team. And the Las Vegas team doesn't make the playoffs for the first 10 years. Because LeBron pretends that he knows all this player GM. Then he off the reins and then the team becomes good. Maybe something like that. That sounds like the next 10, 15 years for LeBron.
I think LeBron, I don't think he'll be the player GM or be a GM. I think he'll be the owner, but he'll have a lot of say. A hands-on owner.
Yeah.
And a very busy owner that wants to, you know, get involved in the tactics and the team selection and stuff like that, which I've heard a lot of has happened in semi-pro football. You know, one of my boys, his team, he plays for like the owner got involved with the old management too much and the management left and they were good and they bought some new managers that was shit.
Yeah, that's what happens though. If you get too involved as an owner, bad things happen because the owner sees it from a different perspective and they don't have the knowledge.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, to be a good owner, it involves a little bit of... You have to be hands off. You have to have oversight. You have to trust your staff. Why hire them if you don't trust them?
True.
Why hire them if you don't trust them? I guess anyone that's looking for any team, you need to understand that, you know, it's a bit of politics when you get into management. It's also a senior situation and you have to hope that, you know, you've got good ownership as well.
True.
I know someone like Melo, who a future manager, he's probably looking at those factors when he picks a team in the future. Because you don't want busybodies in your business.
You don't know
how to do the team. Anyway, I think we've done enough basketball. Let's talk boxing, man. I have some things to say. I know we haven't talked about it, but I've seen you put some clips on the internet. What was your takeaways from Hany Garcia? That's the first question. The second thing is, Garcia has been caught for PEDs, but does that still take away from what you saw of Hany in that time? Does that, do you wipe that from your memory of Hany and you still remember him before, or do you keep that memory in your head?
It's tough, but it's tough to see what, to what extent PEDs will have an influence on impact on Haney's, Hany and Ryan Garcia's performance. But I mean, he had extra help at the end of the day, so you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, without that extra help, would, and also coupled with the fact that Garcia came in overweight.
Also came over, overweight, and he came in on PEDs.
Yeah.
So
he had a supreme advantage.
He's indisciplined. He's very indisciplined.
Had a supreme, pretty much, he didn't have to, you know, hurt himself to make the weight. He could be at their weight freely and healthily, that he was, which also did take away enough energy or extra energy away from him, and he went out and then performed. So he was in a comfortable position. He didn't have to go through adversity to get to the weight he was supposed to get to. So I have to give Hany the benefit of the doubt for those two factors. But if you're just going based on what occurred in the fight, optically, I mean, that was a very, very bad showing for Hany. Like, horrible showing. Like, Hany, yeah, he got bad from pillar to post, essentially. Well, in the rounds that Garcia won, and obviously the Harvey Dock, the ref, helped him out a lot. Especially in that round 7, because he could have got, I believe it was round 7, because he could have got knocked out, giving him time, and obviously he was deducted a point from Garcia and stuff like that. Like, he caught life.
It's sad that Garcia is so indisciplined that he can't do simple basic things like make weight, not take PEDs, just be a genuine boxer. You know, it's not hard. It's not hard that your opponent's doing it. Why can't you do it? All these boxers each weekend are making the same sacrifice every weekend to do this as a professional. And you can't be professional. You're telling people you're going to eat people's kids. You're telling people you're going to do all of these crazy things.
Is that what Garcia said?
I don't know. He was saying some crazy stuff.
Talking about Tyson.
They're going to kill people. I'm going to put him in a ring. I'm going to demolish him. I'm going to listen to violin music. I'm going to throw 900 punches in a minute. I don't know whatever he's doing, but to do the basic professional stuff, you can't do it. Okay, that's the first takeaway from Garcia.
He sells himself extremely well.
He does sell himself extremely well, but at the end of the day, man, winning sells. Yeah. Just do the basic thing of winning. So that's one thing. That's my first gripe. We've got that. That's it. I've got it out of the way. But yes, you can't unsee. You can't unsee a fight.
Yeah.
And what we saw is that Garcia overpowered him. He sold him the same shot how many times? And this is someone that I saw in Hany, which was so technically gifted. The fight against Lomachenko was basically art.
Yeah.
It was art of boxing. And he came in there and looked so poor, sluggish.
The mind games that Garcia put on him.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
And it just shows me that, you know, you're not of the level that I thought you were, or you can't handle those type of mind games. So if you fight a Gervonta who loves to talk, he loves to say these things,
yeah,
you're in trouble. And Gervonta's actually more likely to fight you now because he's seen you get battered. And Gervonta's not a guy that takes challenges like that. He waits to, you know, he wants to see if you're actually good, because he could fight Shakur Stevenson. But now you're a target. Guys are looking at you like, oh, you're easy money, you're food. Your food now. Hany is food.
He was also had a weak chin. He's never had the power. So his margin of error was very slim. And Garcia exposed some technical flaws in this game, especially in his boxing technique. In terms of when he throws his jab, he does the bow and arrow technique where he'll throw the jab and his backhand will be too far away from his chin.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the bow and arrow, instead of being here, bang, bang, being as he can protect. And obviously, Mayweather pointed that out and picked it apart when he was doing some breakdown on Haney's fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he left, you know, exposed to the left hook,
mm-hmm.
which I'm surprised, because Haney's always known for his technique and his ability, and, you know, movement, and, you know, being very hard to hit clean, but he just got picked apart.
Floyd is a master tactician, you know, one of the best defensive fighters, so you better listen to what he says. It'd be good if you could get to the US to actually watch a fight.
Sure.
It'd be good if you could get to the US to watch a fight.
That'll be a mood, man.
It'll be good. I was in Dubai. I didn't see him, so I can. So I don't know where he is, but apparently he's there. But
Floyd's living his life.
Have you seen him live it?
Well, not recently, but you know, who knows, man. Apparently, been held hostage.
He's held hostage by one sheikh. Hey, man, if he's there, eventually we'll find out if he's been held hostage. We just have to check. I'm not sure. What's happened with him?
I don't know either. Apparently, he promised to do something and he hasn't fulfilled on his promise, so he just owes bread.
And Javante is I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Well, he's not back yet.
No, they said they don't want.
Are you sure?
Well, the rumor that I heard.
That's crazy.
Mayweather's acquaintance.
Yeah.
Stole the jewelry.
Yeah, I see. That's what I heard as well. Yeah.
Blocked Floyd Mayweather. Apparently, they said Floyd has paid the debt.
Yeah.
But they said they want the jewelry returned.
Okay.
So now he has to go and get the jewelry.
They say he needs to get back before he.
Sure.
I don't know.
If he's is jewelry that precious?
Yeah, I think it's more precious.
Oh, true.
Like, come on, somebody. You're talking to shit.
So he's gonna still be in Dubai?
He's gonna set up shop in Dubai. You can't even leave because if he leaves, them guys would. Yeah, anyway, they'll end him.
Yeah. See, but he left though.
Why is his boy left? I don't get why is his boy stealing jewelry. Like,
it showed the clip of the guy as well. It wasn't even a black guy ever.
It was a white guy.
Yeah, man. So how's he gonna get a chain back? So Floyd is basically gonna become the buy-in.
Well, he's paid the debt apparently. That's what makes the story even worse. He's paid for it, but it's still fair.
Yeah, they don't take that shit lightly in that country. Yeah, they'll cut off your hand or something like that.
Yeah, the guy who stole that's why Floyd didn't run.
Sorry?
That's why he didn't run away.
It could never come back if he ran away.
Yeah, it's like,
you don't know. They got shooters in the US, maybe.
Probably, yeah. And they got enough money. They'll pay the policeman to shoot you, bro.
Pete.
And the guy's blocked him. But I don't get, like, why did the guy try to rob the jewelry? Like, couldn't Floyd get you something like that? Or maybe Floyd wasn't going to give you that sort of money. But
wait, what I want to understand is, why can't he leave? Like, he can't book a flight. His passport's gone.
Yeah, hold him hostage. You brought this guy into the country and you're not going to pay the consequences.
The way the guy must have cut, though, that guy must have cut in the night. He must have cut in the night.
So what I drank. Cut. Wonder where that guy is. He's in America. Who knows?
Flip, man. Hey, what's next step for Haney?
He's probably gonna get a no contest on his record, and no deservedly so. But he's, if aside from that, from a boxing standpoint, purely boxing, it appears he's been exposed. His lack of chin has been exposed. His boxing flaw, in terms of what I said, the bow and arrow technique, which you're probably correct, but boy, he's putting a wretched performance, technically speaking. Obviously, physically, he's a bit different, but technically speaking, just put a wretched performance in.
Once you get knocked down, man, you don't. It's part of you.
Yeah. Easier way to defeat him now. People are gonna have more confidence to fight him. His commercial value has taken a nosedive. So we'll see what else he has to offer. What you're skipping the team.
I think you fight Tank. I think when you become a boxer and you start to realize, you know, I can lose. This is when you take the big fights because. You kind of understand that, you know, there's no point. My O's gone.
Yep.
My O's gone. The only way to rectify it is by taking the big fight.
So his O will be returned because the fight's going to end up being a no.
It doesn't matter.
The eyes will be forgotten. The record will show. I mean, that's what LeBron does. You know, makes you kill.
Now, the stats. Eyes. Now, in boxing, it's, the eyes matter, man.
They do, but like I said, once you've established the guy you're facing has been cheating, then people will give you a reprieve.
They will give you a reprieve, but... I feel like a lot of people don't like Haney as well, so they won't let that.
Oh yeah, Haney's going down the pathway of like from everywhere. A lot of people don't like him, so any little thing people are gonna jump on.
But I saw him got knocked down. What, did he get knocked down three times?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even that. What Well, I know Javante's fighting Frank Martin. I don't know. To be fair, I don't care about that.
Frank Martin, that's one of Errol Spence's proteges on his label. Decent fight. Undefeated fighter. I know Frank Martin. The build-up's been kind of cool, but I don't think Frank Martin has enough for Tank.
I think Tank wins.
He should win. Probably knocks him out before the 10th round.
It's a knockout, yeah?
Yeah.
Abdul Wahid.
It's crazy, you know. Oh, someone pointed out. Obviously, he allegedly converted to Islam, but then when he was doing his press run against for the fight against Frank Martin, he had a cross. I don't know if he's wearing it for fashion or whatnot. I think it was, I asked that one, but I remember seeing it in an interview, because I watched an interview like yesterday or the day before, and someone on Twitter pointed it out. I was like, oh yeah. It's crazy, man.
Wait, Abdul Wahid had the cross.
Yeah.
So one day he's Christian, one day he's Muslim.
Who knows, man? He's on some he's on some BS, man.
So how does he pray?
I don't know.
Wait, are you not finding that funny?
He's very
a man is Abdul Wahid and he's not, and he's all of a sudden when eyes start change.
Bro.
Crosses. Funny guys, man.
I think he probably converted whilst he's in prison. And see, now he's back outside, he sees that he's not taking it seriously. Because I haven't heard him, he hasn't even referred to himself as Abdul Wahid. I don't know what's happened there. Like, nothing has disappeared.
Strange. At least Devin Haney would say what he has to say. Let's move on to football. I know we can keep this brief, you know. Yeah. Champions League.
The champ. You also score, yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Dortmund.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
This is also Amman set up. I'm not too fast.
But it's in Champions League is. Yeah, no, man, still. It's shocking, man. I think the Champions League, without the British clubs, it doesn't have the same allure, and I don't think they will generate as much money without the British clubs.
Well, without the British clubs, Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo, yeah, it doesn't have as much allure. And Real Madrid.
Where's Neymar?
He's not. He's in.
Oh yeah, you said it without those guys, it's like whatever. It's just teams.
I mean, obviously, Real Madrid have some stars like Bellingham and Vinny, but Vinny doesn't really move me as a star.
Bellingham really it's not, maybe for the young folks. I don't know. I don't.
No, I have time for Bellingham.
But it's not for me. For my gen, it's like.
It's true.
We have the Messi. We had Ronaldo. Bellingham. So these are guys that are not really eye catching ballers. I would say Vinny's probably the most eye catching, and I don't really care what he does on a week in, week out basis.
Vinny Vinicius.
Even that's just like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, the Champions League, man. I don't know. The British clubs really do a lot to those games, and I don't know. Maybe because we're in England, that it matters more. Maybe it matters more in those countries.
Yep.
But even when there's British involvement, there's a lot more going on in the midweek, understanding the build up as well.
Yeah.
I feel the Champions League is quite boring.
I started doing a rebrand, innit?
Yeah. Then rebrand's good because you're gonna get matchups of good teams early. So that'd be good. It'd be good to just get those big games, like having an El Clasico in the Champions League, or having a Manchester City versus Arsenal game in the Champions League quite early. Yeah. It's better money wise.
Brings more eyeballs, more law. Yeah. Makes more interesting.
Better marquee matchups, because the Champions League group stage has been really poor for a while now.
Last couple of years.
Yeah.
Same, like, it's that same boss. Changing the guard. Messi, Ronaldo gone. Neymar's gone. Hazard's gone. Bale's gone.
I think there's a lot more disparity in Europe between the best teams and the worst teams.
Yeah. Some of the Germans have gone. Müller, Özil. Like, a lot of the previous generation that we grew up on are just, they've withered away. And the replacements ain't really been that eye-catching.
I think because football has become such a overly coached game with all these different phases, it's really taken away from that level of flair, that level of ingenuity.
Yep.
It makes the game a harder watch.
Yep.
But with all things, it comes round in cycles. For like, we'll have this overcoached era, and then you realise, okay, you need that level of human ingenuity.
Yep.
Because the game will be so coached, you need guys that can take moments of magic. So then it will turn around again, and then it'll go back again. It's all phases. I'm sure there was a point historically where it was quite coached, or guys had new ideas or new theories, and they were just implementing them.
Probably, yeah. I mean, a lot of micromanaging probably back at this relatively speaking.
So we need to come through this micromanager period, because I think the managers are now the stars rather than the players.
Yep.
We'll get through this stage and then on to the next.
One of the downfalls of Pep's legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Pep coached the game in a way where he's trying to control every single facet.
Yeah.
He's trying to do everything, but he still has, which is funny. It's funny. He tries to control everything, but he still has players that have those moments of magic or flair that can rise above it.
Yeah.
Whereas guys like some managers don't have those players, but they still try to implement that style. Sometimes you just need a guy that can take a long range shot, yes, or a guy that can make an amazing pass. It just,
I also got like 20 plus goals in set pieces, the most in the league.
It's coaching, coaching. The game is so coached.
Speaking of Arsenal, top two,
mm-hmm.
83.60, oh, number one, 83.60 plus goal difference. City, 82 points, 54 plus goal difference. Talk to me.
Big game on the weekend at OT. See what the outcome of that is. Apply the pressure on City. Make City have to beat Spurs, West Ham and Fulham. See what it is.
See what beat Spurs. Say what? No, City will beat them. Spurs will pack it in. They have nothing to play for.
You don't know what United have got. You don't know what United could do though.
United,
United
can
rise up. OT is not an easy place for Arsenal.
United will come out. Will come out guns blazing.
Where are you? Palace pam them, man. I feel like it's gonna be a tough game for Arsenal. Palace. Because Arsenal are not facing United, they're facing demons.
Mm-hmm.
They're facing their demons. Sure. And that's difficult because it's not something you can see physically on the pitch. It's all in the mentality.
Yep.
You know? When you haven't run somewhere a lot of times, and then you also have the fear of like, oh, we can't drop points.
Yep.
Arsenal really have to pattern up on that day.
100%. My FPL's doing well. Finally top of my league again.
You're top of the league?
My uni league. I bought Haaland in.
Blame the child. I had Haaland on my bench today, bro. But Haaland was on my bench this week. Imagine, I forgot that Friday deadline.
I checked the Friday deadline. I just checked earlier on the day, the website.
Morning, thinking, I forgot there was even a game on Friday. And then I went to check my team and I said,
mess up.
Oh my god, Dortmund 1-0, fam.
Who?
Dortmund 1-0.
Oh, piss it out.
They just scored. He's
not even
my first sub.
Yeah, I wish I put Haaland as captain. I put De Bruyne as captain. Everyone for me contributed apart from De Bruyne. Literally. But Haaland's coming in, coming at the right time of form, ready to take over the league again, complete execute. Yeah. Man City are looking very much imperious, but I don't think Arsenal will win the league because PSG, Tottenham aren't going to try that hard, and other teams they got to play are not that great, so we'll see.
It is what it is, man. I hope football, man. Seems like Mbappe's going to lose. Going to have to start slapping Mbappe's head.
Oh, no,
I don't mind. I like cornering Mbappe, to be fair.
He's got to learn that Espanol.
Oh, man. It is what it is, man. Anyways, thank you for listening to the two-man game. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
Team G. Nah, I'm done. It's your boy Mello.
Your boy J.A.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on the YouTube. I mean, subscribe to us on the YouTube. Follow us on the Instagram. Follow us on the Twitter. Make sure you listen to us. AudioB, that'd be the Apple Podcast. That'd be that Spotify. We are the TMG boys. And we are out of this one. Let's go.
Go.